Don't worry, you're in the right place. Resilient Faith Online is now Amplify Your Authority. I'm Marissa Shadrick, and I'll continue to bring you a wonderful blend of powerful marketing strategies with a touch of personal growth insights for business success. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Amplify Your Authority, the podcast where innovative marketing meets heart-centered entrepreneurship. Join Marissa Shadrick, an award-winning international speaker, Ray Edwards certified copywriter, and personal brand expert. You'll gain insights into the external strategies for business growth and how to navigate the internal journey of entrepreneurship. Now get ready to amplify your authority in a competitive digital world. And now, here's your host, Marissa Shadrick.
Welcome, welcome everyone to another episode of the podcast. I'm Marissa Shadrick, online marketing consultant and certified copywriter. And today is a special day because today I am joined by my guest co-host, Kathy Farah, who is brilliant. I always believe that we need to be around people that are smarter than we are. And Kathy is certainly that. Kathy, introduce yourself to everyone.
Well, I'm back. My name's Kathy Farah. I'm a ConvertKit email strategist, and companies hire me to help them with their re-engagement, welcome, and promo sequences.
Yes, which is very important. Email marketing is huge, and we are in the future going to do an episode just on that. But this particular episode is specifically to talk about copywriting. We're breaking it down, making it very granular, just helping people understand all the aspects of copywriting, not just one, and breaking it down and explaining why it's important. So we're excited about these. If you're listening to the replay, we record these live on LinkedIn. Today, we are going to be talking about copywriting lead magnets specifically, and we're going to talk about the creation of a lead magnet from ideation to even literally getting it on your website or whatever tool you're using. We're going to talk about keywords and the URL, because oftentimes people aren't quite sure what matters and what doesn't. So we thought it would be helpful to do that from the very, very beginning. So Kathy, what do you think people should do when they're thinking about a lead magnet? Somebody's kind of there and maybe they're thinking about, I should have a lead magnet. Where do I start? You know, what should I have? Should I go into ChatGPT? I don't know where to begin. What would you say to someone that's just like totally looking at a blank screen and has no idea where to start?
Well, first off, make it simple.
Yeah.
Something, it doesn't have to be a complicated, large book, anything like that. It could be something as simple as a checklist, a guide, something that just brings value and helps your ideal client be able to get an easy win. So you've got to understand that it doesn't need to be something that you're spending hours, reading and pouring through. It's something that is just simple. And that, I think, is the key thing, is that so often when you're looking at the blank screen, it's easy to start to overcomplicate things.
Yeah, I agree. And it really is, because especially people are busy. This is where knowing your audience is important. If they're super busy, they're not going to have time to go through a lot. So it really depends on audience too. And I think the most important thing across the board, before you even think about headlines, before you think about copy, before you think of the funnel, before you think about anything else, the most important piece is, what are they struggling with? What is something that's really a problem for them? And meet them where they are. Now that involves knowing your market. Right. So there's different ways. So what would you say about that, about really dialing that in?
Yeah, you definitely are wanting to research who your clients are, who you hope to have work with in the future, because understanding what they're struggling with, what outcomes they're hoping to achieve, will make things a lot easier to help them get to that point in their journey. And then sort of understanding where you're wanting them to go at the end of the process, kind of work with the end in mind and work your way back sometimes helps as well.
I'm so glad you said that, because reverse engineering is so important. Where do we ultimately want them to end up? What is it that we're going to offer as the next step? And so that is important to reverse engineer too, because we don't want it We don't want a lead magnet that's not really leading to our offers, whether it's a $29 offer or if it's a $2,000 offer. We want everything to be cohesive and make sense so they're ready for the next step. And if your audience really needs to deep dive, and depending on who your audience is in the industry, maybe they do need something that's a little bit meaty. And maybe they need that. And so, or maybe your newsletter, if you're already creating an amazing newsletter, I mean, you're curating information, you're providing quotes, you're, you know, staying on top of the industry, and you're providing really great value already, doggone it, use that thing as a lead magnet. Give that newsletter a name, name it, and then promote all the goodness you send to them, and really, really focus and highlight the fact that you're doing this for their convenience. And that's going to save them time, because you're delivering all this information on the silver platter for them weekly, and you're going to stay top of mind. So you could be really creative with these ideas, right?
Yes, absolutely. I think the big thing is, especially if your audience is someone that, you know, is a small business owner, solopreneur, entrepreneur, saving time, making money, you know, these are all things that people are wanting to try to accomplish. So if you can help simplify that for them and make that an easy win, that's huge. You're going to get a big reaction. So if your newsletter is providing that, where they're getting some one benefit each time it goes out, that's going to be a bonus. And people are going to read that every week, every month, how often you're sending it.
Yeah, it could even for nonprofits, and maybe they're maybe faith-based, you know, some type of quote that's unpacked could also be something that they would really love. I mean, I used to blog years ago, and sometimes I would just send a quote and unpack it, kind of like what you would call a devotional in the Christian circles. And that's all it was. And it was something that I was already doing on my own for myself, and I would just pass it on to everybody once a week. So you don't have to, you know, what Kathy said in the beginning of the podcast, keep it simple and align it maybe to something that you're already doing is going to feel more natural. And it's going to be something that you're going to enjoy to do, because you got to communicate with them, right, Kathy? You got to send something out. So whatever that is, you know, promote it and promote that. So newsletters are not dead.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Right. And I think consistently promoting it periodically, where you take on your social media platforms, you're reworking different ideas that with the end result of the call to action to sign up for whatever it is, that next step. So if it's the newsletter or your free guide, checklist, whatever it may be, if you're using opportunities where you're bringing a little bit of value that leads to that call to action, it makes things a lot easier, and it gets the word out more consistently.
Yeah. And I know sometimes we think, well, that makes sense. But I did a big blunder here in the beginning of the podcast when we started doing these together, because we had all these opportunities for people to submit a copy critique. So obviously there's a form for that. Or if they wanted to be on the podcast, there's a form for that. Or if they wanted to receive the podcast, you know, in their inbox, there was a form for that. And I'm going, this is crazy. And Kathy's going, which link are we sharing? And I'm going, and we were just,
I was going to say, here, I think we even gave two different links at one point, like going, no, that's the one. Never mind.
I know I should know better. So now I created a lead magnet around the podcast and showing them what they receive. Not only do they get it in their inbox, they can also submit a critique. And so in the first email, they get a link to that. And if they're interested in being on the podcast, I provide a link in an email sequence where they can get that. So there's only one place they have to go. And you think I would have started there, right?
So it's all lessons that we learn, all of us learn.
And
we,
I think,
you know, work through our process, right?
And I think sometimes we're just busy, right? And we're going, we need this, we need this. So so if you've done the same thing that Marissa did, no harm, no foul. Yeah, no harm, no foul. You're in good company, because we did the same thing. And so we got to we got to drink our own Kool-Aid, right? So, so I'll probably show you that too. I'll show you the lead magnet that encompasses everything. And great that way idea. We have one call to action, which is always good, you know, because I always promote one call to action, one audience, one offer. And here I had all these different little things because it was evolving and expanding yes. faster than I thought. So I totally get it. If you feel like, oh man, I got to update mine. I had to update mine too. So there we go.
I'm doing that too as we go along. It's always a little bit of a tweak. As you learn more, you get better and better.
Mm-hmm. Imperfect progress. Isn't that what they say? Imperfect progress. So we are going to segue into a copy critique. And I'm going to be checking here in case anybody is joining us live. I'm going to try to watch here in the comments. Because Marissa found where the comments are. So I'll check
so
and see.
So now we're safe. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, exactly. So we have a wonderful entrepreneur. She is also a copywriter, Alicia Berberich, and she submitted her lead magnet for critique. So thank you, Alicia, for that. Yes. And her website is absolutely beautiful. I mean, designed very beautifully. Aesthetics is gorgeous. Photography.
She's got some photos.
Mm-hmm. She's got some great photos of herself. You can see she got a photographer, got somebody to help her out with her website. It really is stunning. So if you can't see it and you're listening to the podcast, you can always go to her website and check it out and you'll understand why I say it's stunning and beautiful because it is. And so we're going to screen share. So for those of you that are listening, when you receive, if you're part of our podcast community, you'll receive the replay, right, with the show notes. You'll also receive in there the video version. So in the one place, you'll have everything if you actually want to see some of the sites that we're critiquing. We're trying to make it super easy for you. So if you become, here's the shameless pitch. If you become part of our podcast community, you'll get it delivered in your inbox. And it's usually has about a 2 week because we do these early. So it's about a 2-3 week delay before you see the fresh podcast that we just recorded. So there's a little bit of a delay because we try to batch and stay ahead of the game, right? So I know in theory, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, that's the game plan. Yeah.
In theory,
imperfect
sometimes.
Action again, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to share my, my screen here. So let me go here and try to share my share screen. So here we go, share screen, and we're going to go here to her website. And Kathy, can you see her website?
Yes, I can.
Okay, awesome. So AliciaBerberich.com. So she's branding herself. Her URL is her name.com, which is great. If ever you can do that and you brand yourself, that's probably the best thing to do. And right on top, above the fold on her website, she has a call to action button for the lead magnet, which is ideal. It's really good, right, Kathy, to have it above the fold?
Yes, it's going to be, you've got that few seconds to grab somebody's attention. And so she's got that in the right spot for someone jumping into her website.
So can you read, I'm going to try to make this a little bigger. Let me see if I can here. How's that, Kathy?
Yes,
that
thank better? You. You know, I know I've got to have the large font.
Well, and two, I want people that watch the replay on YouTube, I want them to see it too. So do you want to read what she has on there at the very top?
Yeah. So learn how to overcome the negative voice in your head and transform your life. For women who are ready to ditch the nagging inner voice and transform your life, download your guide here, the Accelerator Method.
The Accelerator Method. So she's got some kind of methodology. She's got some kind of system and she's really attacking this negative voice in your head, which a lot of us have. For some of us that struggle with that type of thing, negative voice in your head, this might be something that is of interest to them. And it's low barrier of entry. It's free. There's no big commitment, right? So it's not a scary thing. There's no stranger danger, right? And when you go over to the button, she has a button. And what happens when you go to the button, you see another page with the same accelerator method, 5 steps to overcome the negative voice in your head and become the best possible you. So all we're seeing for those that are listening is the top, the headline, little subtext, and a box that has a little bit more text and an image to the right. So aesthetically, it looks beautiful. So we've got here in the box. Can you read that, Kathy, or do you want me to read it?
Inside the box, it says, learn how to overcome the negative voice in your head. Use the simple accelerator method to gain control over the negative voice in your head and start living the life you're meant to live.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Many coaches, consultants, service providers, and even course creators understand the power of having an email list. It is your greatest asset. However, lead magnets have not been converting like they used to. The market has changed. Hi, I'm Marissa Shadrick, online marketing consultant, certified brand and certified copywriter. I've got a brand new membership program, and it's called Amplify Your Message. This private membership is exclusively to help you with your lead acquisition, your lead magnets. It's so affordable. Anyone can be a part of this. Only $29 a month, and I show up for coaching calls. We brainstorm ideas. I give copy critiques. I help you improve your lead acquisition process. You can get all the information at marissashadrick.com/community. I'll see you there. Take care. Okay. So this is great, having this page. What I will say before we go into the actual copy critique, I will say that it would be a more direct approach if her website, since she's has the lead magnet on the website, has the actual fields to fill in your information right there, rather than take another extra step and go to a page again and read about it. Because on the website, on the homepage, we're reading about it and we may say, yeah, I want that. But then it's taking me to another page with the fields in it. So what do you think, Kathy? Let's unpack that and say why, pros and cons, good idea, bad idea. What are you talking about, Marissa?
I think there can be benefits of having it go straight to your opt-in page like this. So that just to make sure, again, you've got a matter of seconds that you're, you know, grabbing somebody's attention. So being able to directly enter and get them to get their contact information entered and be able to take the action that you want them to take in a direct approach sometimes is gives you a higher chance of having them convert and definitely signing up. If they take the extra step, you know, that's where you don't know how quickly it takes to load that additional page, that type of thing. So sometimes that's why it's better just to have them go straight and be able to enter information.
We don't want to, we try to limit the barriers to entry as much as possible. So this really, what she has on the landing page, if she just took that image and put it here, because actually the image has the beautiful photo that she has on the website homepage, she has on the lead magnet. So she could literally on the homepage put the image of the lead magnet, because she has more beautiful photos of herself here. And she could put what she had on the sales page right here with a couple of fields in there, and boom, we know what she does. We know who she serves. We see this amazing resource, and there's no barrier. The fields are right there to pop in your name and email. What do you think about that? How does that feel?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, her lead magnet, she's got a beautiful image there of what you're going to get. And I think you're right that if you put that image of the lead magnet on her homepage, so where someone could see what, you know, exactly what it's going to look like, and then have them be able to enter in, you know, have that little box there to be able to enter in your name and email address right there on the homepage. You're right. Mm-hmm. It just reduces the amount of steps and it lets them just dive right in And then having something where the button's like a call to action, like grab your, you know, your free guide now, something like that, so that it's a very clear next step.
Yeah. So she would have like this box, and she could even put some of the text above, you know, with maybe bullets of the benefits. And then this box would be on the home page with less text in it and just the fields in it with, rather than say subscribe, it says yes, something like yes, I want it now or something like that. Or yes, I'm not feeling very eloquent today, but yes, give me the guide, or yes, I want the guide, or whatever it might be, or click here to download the guide. You can put something like that in there as well. It's just to limit the barrier of entry. And if she is giving them her website as a way to grow her email list, the fields are right there. As soon as they go to her main website, they're right there. In this case, if she wanted to share and talk about the resource, when they get to the website, the resource isn't really there. The button's there, but you've got that extra step to go in here. And the other thing I notice here, Kathy, did you notice this? Let me see if I can highlight that. What do you think? I'm highlighting part of the URL in the lead magnet. So she's got alishaburbridge.com/the-accelerator-method-sign-up-here. So,
and that might be hard to remember if you are in a position where you're providing, the way to sign up for your, lead magnet on, like, say a podcast or on social media. If that portion after her, the name of her website, if she could shorten that and possibly say it where it's just the accelerator and make it to where it's just her website address and accelerator, that it's a quick, easy thing to remember for somebody if they're just listening to the podcast later.
Exactly. Especially because just because we put it on our website doesn't mean people are going to be opting in left and right. You know, it's great to have it there for organic traffic and people that come to your website. But if you're going to give a call to action and you're going to be very intentional about sharing your lead magnet, you do want the wording right after the backslash to be either keyword rich or be very indicative of what it is that you're offering. For example, most of us have our name.com/about or our name.com/blog or our name.com/contact. We all get that, right? It's the same thing with a lead magnet. We want to have the slug, the part that comes after the .com, to be a summary of what to expect and short, like Kathy said. And if possible, keyword rich, if possible, but at least indicative of what it is they're getting. So that way, if she was on a podcast and she was talking and somebody said, she was talking about this resource that's really, really helpful, and they said, oh, that's awesome. You know, how can they get that resource? She could just simply say alishaburbridge.com/, and she could say accelerator, if that's indicative of what she's offering, and make it really simple to have that call to action, whether it's written or it's audible. It's easy to do. And so that's something in the creation portion. When we're creating the page, we can be mindful of that. And sometimes, you know, we're creating or somebody else does it for us and they're not thinking of those things. But if we're going to be intentional about sharing that lead magnet, it's best to have a shorter slug. Anything else on that, on the slug?
I think that's an excellent point. And it does make it simpler for people to remember. So, like I said, you hear it all the time. I've listened to plenty of podcasts where I'm like, what's the free guide way? You know, it's sometimes a podcast number or, you know, or some quick thing. So, yeah, it definitely makes sense what you're saying.
Yeah. And people can use link shorteners. Like sometimes they use Bitly. Or if you use WordPress, you can use pretty links. But if you can start with the right slug, I keep thinking I'm talking about bugs when I talk slug. But if you can make the slug a good slug, you know, after the .com, better, Because the more things that the internet has to do, redirecting and everything, it's always best to have it as direct as possible. It's the same thing with online tools. Direct integration is always better than having a third-party tool. That's about as techie as I'm going to get with you.
Right.
It's always best to get it as, and I don't know the terminology for it, but it's always best to have it as direct as possible, avoid three-party tools. And in this case, have that page already say what it's supposed to say without having maybe a pretty link or a link shortener. Yeah. So with that said, what do you think about the opt-in? The actual copy,
Kathy. Because I do think from a benefit standpoint, I think, you know, now she's letting us know that if you've got the negative voice in your head, and I think that all of us probably do if you're human at some point or another. It may not be something that's a constant thing, but I do think that it's something that we all experience at different points in our lives. So the idea that it's a five steps to overcome that negative voice in your head, I think kind of teases that well of like, okay, mm-hmm. that's, you know, that's interesting. So I think that's a good place to start. What do mm-hmm. you think?
I love the fact that she said five steps. I always like, you know, subheadings, because the heading says the accelerator method. The subheading says five steps. I always like things in steps. Just it gives me an idea of what's in it to overcome the negative voice in your head and become the best possible you. I think with this, it would be great to know who exactly it's for, you know, yeah. as far as, because there's so many people, as you said, if we could get specific, but maybe her audience, maybe her clients are all different ages. Maybe they are business people and maybe they're stay-at-home moms. I don't know. So it would depend on her market research, whether she needs to dial that in any more than what she has here.
Well, and but I think I noticed yeah. on her website, I think she does reference women when she talks about her accelerator method. I just think it's on her landing page. It looks like maybe she left that off. So indicating who she's talking to might be helpful just for them to be able to self-identify specifically who this is geared for, because it's possible that her services are for women, you know, primarily. So that would be
and that's a great point. That's a great point, Kathy, because you said on the website, but see, we're not on the website anymore.
Right.
So all the more reason to make sure that the actual landing page has all the wording in it, and it is a standalone with everything on it. Because if we have to depend for them to fill in the blanks going back to the website,
right.
that would make it a little bit more challenging. We want to serve everything on a silver platter. So in the box where the actual fields are, where it says email and name, she's got some text in there, and it's a different contrasting color, which is good. Kudos to Alicia for having it a different contrasting color. I always like to have the button a different color so it pops. Yeah. And this one does, it pops. And so that's great. She's got some, she's uses the colors red and kind of an off red. It's almost like a pink with some white and some dark gray, but it looks very good. It looks very good. So in the box itself, it says, learn how to overcome the negative voice in your head. Now, what I would do is we've already got the negative voice in your head. I consider this like valuable prime real estate. Whenever I see duplicate copy, I think, is there something else I can say about this resource, a benefit or something that I could say that's different and not duplicate the wording? Just use it once. And then when you have space to put more text in, try something else. So she's got on there inside of the box where the fields are at, learn how to overcome the negative voice in your head. It says it up on top, five steps to overcome the negative voice in your head and become your best possible you. Inside the box with the fields, it says, use this simple accelerator method to gain control over the negative voice in your head and start living the life you've meant to live. So I would take that opportunity, if you have space, to rephrase it in a different way, because we all process words and text differently. So can we explain it a different way for those that maybe didn't get it the first time? Is there another way that we can expand on this idea and maybe expand that leads to the benefit? And if it's for people that maybe the negative voice in their head that maybe doesn't allow them to excel in their career or whatever it might be, right?
Yeah. Something like Identify and address mm-hmm. pain points maybe that is impacted by the negative voice.
Absolutely. And I always love bullets. Do you like bullets?
I'm bullet crazy. I probably don't use them nearly isn't enough.
Well, they're great because they're not complete sentences. So you don't have to worry about complete sentences. And you could put bullets and it's so scannable. It's easy to just kind of glance at it. And I think they read bullets more than little paragraphs. And then she's got her privacy policy there too in the box, which is okay. And then subscribe. So she's got, it really is really nice. I would just leverage the space for other wording. And I would love, again, I said this in the, I think the last time we met, Kathy, I would love to see within the opt-in page, either some testimonials if she has it, or a little bit, a snippet about her, just a little bit, so that if somebody was on this page and did not go back to the website and maybe clicked to see what this was about, it's all right there. They don't have to go back to the website to see who is she again. And so I always like having a little bit about the person because it kind of stops right there. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. Having just, you know, give a little bit more information so that it's all just starting to introduce the person into your ecosystem and help them get a feel for who you are. Mm-hmm. The other thing I was going to mention, and this is just somebody that, you know, struggles a little bit to see on mobile, and don't we look at everything on mobile, is maybe having that that text under her subhead be just a little bigger, like just a little bit larger so you could see it on different screens.
Okay, which text now? Is that in the box?
Use the simple fields? Accelerator method. To gain control over the negative voice. And like just a little bit larger font.
Yeah, it's the actual box that has the fields in it where she has a little bit of text above it, like a headline, and then she kind of unpacks it with a little paragraph. That one might be a little bit too small on mobile. Actually, I'm going to pull it up on mobile. We could put an image of it actually in the replay. So let me see if I can spell her name right. I'm going to pop it up really quick on my phone and see how it looks on mobile. And we could do a whole episode and just look at lead magnets on mobile, and I could share my mobile.
Yeah, so that would be kind of fun. Responsiveness, because it's very different on desktop, right? And then when it resonates over or, you know, goes over to the mobile device, sometimes that's where it gets a little small. Are harder to read.
I know. And that bugs me. I get my website all done and then I think I'm finished. And all of a sudden I look at mobile. And I go, oh, shucks. I've got to change things now on mobile. So, you know, it's like, no mercy for the tired here. So yeah, the website looks really good. I just click the button and it looks good. It shows the headline, the subtext, and it shows the box. Then it shows the actual lead magnet, the image of the PDF document on mobile. So mobile response looks pretty good and it looks pretty big. The box itself, to your point, Kathy, it looks small on mobile, that part. Okay. It does look small on mobile.
Yeah, because I was going to say so, the font to your size point, of the actual headline and subhead look pretty large, but I felt like it might be a little small.
And your eye is adjusting to it, right? So, but to your point, yes. The website looks beautiful. The font is perfect. The images look perfect. Everything looks perfect. On mobile, the website looks great. It looks really, really good. So good job on that. Anything else that we want to share about this? I think overall, she did a fantastic job.
The main things. I was going to say it's definitely a beautiful site. I think that, like you said, just mentioning the bullets, kind of use that opportunity for that space in the box to kind of highlight some of the benefits or some of the challenges you might be overcoming by having the negative voice in your head, the benefit outcome you're going to get by signing up for this free guide.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a little bit about herself as well.
Yeah. And there are ways that you can, if she wanted to address the slug, I know I've been able to change the slug on WordPress to something else. But it just, if you do that, the caution is where you've placed that link, because it'll break if you change it. So that's the caution. If it's new and you haven't really put it out there anywhere, or even given them that specific link and you get them the website, you're good. And you could actually change it. But if you put it in different places, like in an email or something else, you know, to your email list, you say, hey, I got a free resource. Here you go. Here's a link. And they go and it's broken. So that's the only problem with changing the slug.
You're right.
Or you could do a redirect, like we said earlier, too. So, but good job. I mean, I'm really curious to see what's in it, because the graphics is so nice. And the color is so nice. And I'm thinking, well, dang, I think maybe I'll put in, I think for fun, how about if I just put in my Gmail in there? Why does it say Maria? I don't want Maria. My first name is actually Maria, but I don't go by Maria. I go by Marissa.
Yeah, so that tells you a lot too, Marissa. That's an excellent point that she's, you know, it's gotten the attention of like, well, what are the five steps? You know, so that that definitely shows.
So I just put in my, now you guys, you know,
this is great.
Hopefully it's not going to show everything. Because you guys, if you want it, you're going to have to put your email in yourself.
Right.
Okay. So it says almost there. Just one more step to get your free download. Check your email. Oh, good job. See that? I love that. Check your email. We went a little above and beyond here. Go to the email inbox for the address you used to sign up. So she has a thank you page. Thank you for doing that, Alicia, because so many people don't. She has a thank you page and she's got three steps. Check your email, confirm your email address, watch for your download. And obviously I'm going to get this in my email and then down below. If you don't see an email from us, please check your spam folder. I do that as well. If it's not there, please reach out, and she gives an email address so they can get it. So done.
She's reminding them to confirm your email address, because that a lot of times is where people drop off. They don't find the email and then they haven't confirmed. And that's so important to have that double opt-in just for your email cleanliness, is making sure that you have them opt in and officially confirm that they want to receive that free guide, and then getting, you know, telling them the next step. So I think that those having three simple steps that sort of help them understand what each clear next direction they should be taking to get that free guide.
I love it. I love it. And I do the same, just to give you a different version. Let me see here for the podcast. Remember I told you guys earlier in the podcast that I had to hurry up and create an opt-in because we had too many links. So here's the same kind of thing where this is for the podcast. And so the fields are there. It shows a little bit of the bullets, and there's Kathy's beautiful picture there of what to expect, and then recognized by industry leaders. And then a little bit about myself with the call to action again. And then when they click the button and submit, they get a thank you page. And it looks like this, very similar to what Alicia did. Safe list my email and check your inbox. The second step is connect with me on LinkedIn, because that's important. That way I can continue conversation, or join my VIP private community. And there's a link there. So there's some action steps. So it's always good to have a thank you page. We haven't talked about that much, but your lead page, your lead magnet page, should redirect when people hit submit to a page you've created with next steps. And so that would reassure the person submitting their email that they did it correctly and all is good. And it creates anticipation for that email. And you, Kathy, are the email expert. It's important for them to engage with that email, right?
Yes, absolutely. You want them to reply, possibly any interaction that you have with them right away only helps to improve your sender reputation with the email service provider that you're, you know, working with. So if they're receiving it through Google or Outlook or, you know, one of those different things, your sender reputation is being judged and identified each step. So the more interaction and engagement that that person has with you from the onset is going to make sure that those emails end up in their inbox, and you know that you're being able to communicate with them with going forward with any additional weekly content that you're sending.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I love how she has the setup is great. She has a thank you page. She has an email that's going to go out to them. So all of that is great. The only thing that I noticed was that slug, if she wanted to share it audibly, make it a little easier and just use that prime real estate and try rewording what she's already saying, maybe in a different way. Because sometimes we need to hear things in different from different angles to kind of get it. We don't always get it maybe on the first try. And so use that prime real estate to rephrase it a different way so people understand. But well done.
Yes. And I was going to say, I mean, you just don't know what we're accustomed to saying, like negative voice in your head, things like that. It may not resonate with somebody else. So it's just all part of, depends on where they are in the awareness of the problem that you're helping to solve. If you give them a little additional information that kind of helps to make that click, then you're more, you know, more inclined to get them to continue to make that next step.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So sometimes people approach the bullets in a couple of different ways. They'll either like use all the pain points, like if you're struggling with this, or if you're not able to do this, you know, this resource will help. Or some people just use the benefits. With this resource, you're going to benefit the transformation, transformation, transformation. So whatever way you choose, you can use that prime real estate to use some bullets or rephrase it. And it'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. Yes. But overall, it was a really great lead magnet. Excellent. So I encourage you guys to go to aliciaburberidge.com, and we'll have that in the show notes. And you can check out her lovely website. You can download the resource because we all have the negative voice in our head. We all have false beliefs that we have to, you know, untangle. Yes. So, and if you want your opt-in page looked at and get some feedback from Kathy and myself next month, you can go to marissashadrick.com/listen. That is the slug and listen, and that will get you on board, and you'll be able to get all that goodness in there. You'll be able to find the link to submit copy for critique. You'll be able to find the link if you want to be on the podcast. You'll get the Monday marketing memo every Monday. It's all in one place. So yay, I did it, Kathy.
Yay. There's another one lead down.
I know. Even I had to critique my own and go, oh, this needs improvement. So anyway, thank you so much, Kathy. I really appreciate you being on the show and taking the time and sharing your expertise. Really love doing these with you. You bring so much knowledge, and it's a lot of fun.
It is fun. I appreciate it, Marissa. This has been a lot of fun. So thank you for including me on this monthly adventure with you.
A monthly adventure. So we're going to end it now, and I'm going to stop the broadcast. But until next time, we will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and you'd like to be part of the Amplify Your Authority podcast community, I would be thrilled. Not only do you get the Monday marketing memo, quick reads to help you start the week, but you also receive each new episode in your inbox with all the links, all the show notes, and all the content upgrades. You'll also have an opportunity to submit your copy for critique live on LinkedIn when we record the podcast. Or if you'd like to be a guest, there'll also be information on how you can do that. Thanks so much. Hope to see you inside the community.